Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Thursday was the hottest day of the year, at least so far, for Jacksonville, with the International Airport hitting 98 degrees. We're going to stay in that territory for Friday and all the way through the weekend. So a very weak front is going to push into the area during the day Friday, and that's going to help focus at least a shot, again, at some isolated showers and storms. The best chance for rain is going to be if you live near or south of Interstate 10, but really, for any of you in any one location, I wouldn't plan on rain on Friday because the coverage really looks isolated and spotty for those thunderstorms. Everybody's going to be plenty hot. Our forecast in the First Alert Weather Center is 97 today. And then this weekend, well, a ridge of high pressure moves in, and that's going to keep the rain away, and that's going to help build our temperatures. We'll be around 95 or so on Saturday, and then I'm forecasting 99 on Sunday. If you're spending a lot of time outdoors this weekend, feels like temperatures are easily going to be 100 plus. And, you know, it's that time of year, summertime in Florida. Even by about 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning, it's starting to feel really hot. So be aware of that. Know the signs of heat illness, drink plenty of water, and make sure you are staying cool. We stay dry through Sunday and even into Monday. And even Monday, our temperatures look to stay in the mid to upper 90s. We'll be near records each afternoon, but I don't think there's one day we tie or set a record, because most of the records this time of year are at least 100 degrees. Let's talk about Tuesday, though, because Tuesday's the day it looks like the sea breeze is going to activate and better moisture moves in. And it looks like Tuesday could be the start of our wet season. So on Tuesday, there will be a few showers and thunderstorms around, primarily in the afternoon. And then it looks like a decent amount of moisture hangs around, especially or at least through Wednesday and Thursday of next week, as I've got better chances for rain over Northeast Florida those days. So if you've been waiting on the rain, and a lot of spots have missed on it yesterday and will miss on it again today, but there are better chances for rain, I know my lawn needs it, that are headed this way. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.